Yisrael. So that is for Shachris. Okay, so that's at least, if we only learn that alone today, that would be Kedai. To just be aware of that fact, that we only, on these two middle weeks, we only say a piyut in Shachris, we do not say piyut in Musaf. That, by the way, why is it called the Yoitzer? What's the Yoitzer? So Yoitzer is a little bit strange, because Yoitzer is the brach of Baruch Atah Hashem, Yoitzer HaMe'oireis. Now, typically, on the Yom Noraim, many people, they say piyutin in the middle of the bracha of Yoitzer HaMe'oireis. Why then is this called the Yoitzer? This is not called, it's called the Kurva. This is not said during the bracha of Yoitzer HaMe'oireis. This is said in the Chazaras HaShatz. So why is it called the Yoitzer? The Yoitzer can usually is used to reference because of the Yoitzer HaMe'oireis. I don't know the answer to that question. In any event, let's go and try to learn a little bit about this. Okay, so here I'm in the article sitter. I'm in the Yoitzer race. Okay, so you start with the first bracha, and you come to Melech Hazer Moshir Magain, and then you start with the say what we say on the Yom Rabbi Soit Chachamim Unuvoinim Unulemedas Mevinim, based on the tradition of the wise men. And milamed the teaching of milamed from the teaching of the das mivinim eftecha pi b'shu'ur nonim lohaydos lahalol p'nei shechin vaynim. I'm not going to praise you, Hashem. Okay, now here we begin the nusach. What does it say? Let's try to figure this out together. I didn't do any preparation. Article sitter. Atzulas oimen b'tzeruf zikuka. What does that mean? Okay, the word atzulas over here, he says the Torah in the article that emanated from Hashem, his tool to create the world. Am I reading the right thing over here? Yeah, I guess so. Atzulas. Now, atzulas means atzilus. Atzilus means nobility. It's a very nice word. The word atzulas. Atzilus. You know, in the world of Kabbalah, there are different worlds, and one of the worlds is called the Ulam Atzilus. Atzilus means nobility. So it says here, atzulas oimen. Now, what is oimen? Oimen, the nobility of the craftsman, b'tzeruf zikuka, with the Torah that emanated from Hashem, his tool to create the world. B'tzeruf zikuka bin v'ochecha zois balot pikuka. What does that mean? It's completely pure. Okay, that's b'tzeruf zikuka. Okay, that's completely pure. Bin v'ochecha, in the depths, zos, in its depths, the reason for zos balot Pikuka is a secret. It is a secret. Okay, so this very first line over here, it is an unformed vessel, Guluma Luma Unukuka Udvura Aloifin Kakuka, and it is hidden in its proper place. Now, over here, I don't know if this is a new translation. I don't know. I'd have to go take. I'm using over here the newest edition of the article. You see, Ablazer, you see this edition? You see this cover? This is the article sitter. 25 years later, 30 years on the 20 years. So you have a different one. You have the older one. And I really wonder if it's the same. If they upgraded the translation. I don't see it on the shelf over here. I'm not going to go look for it. They're probably on the other side of the shelf. I'm going to go find one. Okay, but this is. I suspect over here this is a little bit very very elaborate. And they've added a lot of words into the translation, a lot, in order to explain what this means. Over here, so the first two words are the Atzulas Oimen. They have a whole line of translation, the Torah that emanated from Hashem, his tool to create the world. I don't know where they got that from. They added a lot of translation. The Oimen, I think, means Atzulas Oimen. Atzulas, the Torah that emanated from this tool, B'tzeruf Zikuka. I really don't know what they're saying here. I really don't get what they're saying over here. Omen appears to mean a craftsman, and Atzula means nobility. The nobility of the craftsman, the Torah that emanated from Hashem, his tool to create the world. Where does it say that? In these two words, I don't know. I don't know where they're getting this from. Then it goes on to say, "Bitzerev zukuka is completely pure and refined." Okay, it's bitzerev. Tzerev means purified. Zukuka means it has been cleansed from its impurities. Bin vocheha, it is very deep, like the nivchei hayam. the depths of the sea. It's very, very deep. Zos, balot, is a secret. Pikuka, it is a secret, and it is locked up. It is a secret pikuka that is like you have a container, and you seal the container with a seal. And then it goes on to say glum alumunukuka. Then it goes on to say, okay, and it is a gluma like a goylem. The word gluma is the same word as a goylem. A goylem is an unfinished vessel. Gluma, aluma, it's unfinished. It is hidden. It is unukuka. It is put away in a crevice. Devura aloifen chakuka. And it's every word is inscribed al oifan chakuka in its proper place. What in the world is this line over here? This line over here, it appears to be explaining is that the paraduma is the only mitzvah for which we do not know the reason. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who did indeed know the reason for paraduma. Shlomo HaMelech said, Shlomo HaMelech said, I want to become wise and understand the mitzvah of paraduma, but I was unable to understand. The wisest of all men said he was unable to understand the reason behind paraduma. Paraduma is a mystery. Why should it be? Everything about paraduma is a mystery. The classic is the paraduma is the person who prepares the paraduma becomes tamei, whereas the person upon whom the paraduma water is applied becomes tahar. Why should it be that the one that prepares the paraduma does he become tamei, and the one that receives the water of the paraduma, he is tahar? Doesn't make sense. If the paraduma can make someone who is tamei tahar, so the person who is tahar should remain tahar. Okay, that is the classic dilemma of paraduma. The truth is, that's not the only mystery about paraduma. There are many mysteries about paraduma. Why, if paraduma can make a person who's tamei tahar, so the person that is tahar should at least, the very least, should remain tahar. So over here, this one line is coming to explain that the Torah HaKadosha, which is pure and refined and perfect, that is given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is pure and is perfect, in the Torah HaKadosh that's perfect, by Hashem that is perfect, is a mitzvah that is a mystery which we do not understand. Okay, so Atsulas Oimen. The Atsulas Oimen, I think the way he's translating over, I told you it means the word nobility. Atsilus, it means itul. That's what it seems. It seems that the translation of the article means the word Atsula is itul. The tool of the craftsman. Who here is the Oymen? The Oymen is the Ribonoi Shel Olam, Hashem. He is the craftsman. He is the one who created this world. He is the Yoitzer. It fits very well with this being called a Yoitzer. Yoitzer means Yoitzer or Uvari Choshech. Hashem creates light. He forms light. He forms and he creates darkness. Hashem is the Yoitzer. It fits very well with what we call the thing a Yoitzer. The creator who formed this world with a tool of the... What is the tool? The Torah. The Torah, Hashem looked at the Torah and he created the world. Before Hashem created the world, Hashem created the Torah. And the Torah, in essence, was the blueprint of creation. This is a very deep mystical concept, which I have no understanding of what these things mean. I'm just telling you words. You probably heard these words before in the past from other people, that the Torah HaKadosha is the blueprint of creation. Hashem was istakel the Torah ubora alma. He looked at the Torah, and by looking at the Torah, that brought into formation the physical earth. So the Torah is the tool, and the Hashem is the Oymen, and it is Bitseiruf Zikuka. This tool that Hashem used to create the world is perfect. It is pure. It is Seiruf, it is purified. It is Zikuka. It is two different words which really mean the same exact thing that is refined. Bin Vachecha Zois Balot Pikuka. And with the tool of creation of Hashem that is pure and perfect, He gave us a mitzvah that is hidden, who is it's very, very deep. It is buried very, very, it's buried deep in the depths of this world. It is hidden from human understanding, the reason for Paraduma. Giluma, the mitzvah from our perspective, because we do not understand the reason for Paraduma, it's a goylem. It appears to us as an unfinished product. A mitzvah which we can grasp, we can grab onto, we can understand, we can comprehend, we call it, then that's a finished product. But when we have a mitzvah that we have no understanding of, and we just do it because Hashem told us to do this, it's like a goylem. It's an unfinished product. It is aluma, it is hidden. It is nikuka, it is pure. Okay, but we acknowledge, no, aluma u nikuka. Nikuka, he translates as a crevice. I don't know what that means over here. It's put away in hiding. It's hidden. I guess it's another word. Because what do you do? How do you hide something? The way you hide something is by putting it in a crevice. You hide something. Devura al oifen chakuka. And the word from devura, it's every word is put away al oifen is chakuka in a proper place. All right, let's go further. I don't really have a grasp of what this is saying, but it basically means something to the effect that Hashem has the Torah HaKadosh, it's perfect, and He gave us a perfect mitzvah, and we do not understand the reason behind the mitzvah. Next. Hame sukola vehame uzaka v'dishuna dishun l'mishmar chuka. Wow, that is a hard expression to translate. So let's see. The word hame sukola, he translates it over here to mean obstacles are removed and the commandments fenced into avoid transgression. Okay, the word hamesukola means to be removed. Okay, hamesukola v'hameuzaka. Okay, two words which mean the same thing. We have over here an obstacle, and the obstacle is being removed, v'dishuna, and dishuna also means like dishun, that when you remove the ashes from the mizbeach, called so the chumas hadeshen, dishun means to remove the ashes, v'dishuna, dishun, l'mishmar chuka, to guard a law. Now, it would seem something like, okay, let's just try to read a little bit more, then we'll try to come back. Zer shiv osayim. Zer shiv osayim. What does that mean? Zer means it is nezukoka. What's zer mean? I don't know, it's not really translating the words here in this article. I'm getting very, very frustrated here. Okay, the word shiv osayim nezukoka means it is refined seven times. Seven times seven. When you take gold, and you put it into the furnace, the kiln, and then you put it back in the furnace a second time, a third time, a fourth time. Every time you put it into the furnace, it's refined more. It's shivasayim mizukaka choik tohar mitamei mechuzaka. It is a law that is pure. And choik tohar mitamei mechuzaka. Its most striking law is that it transforms pure to impure and impure to pure. Zer shiv osayim mezukoka choik tohor mitamei mechuzaka. So it seems like what it's saying over here is mechuzaka means chazak. The most difficult element of the paraduma is this, that it turns a kohen who is tohor into becoming tame. As we explained before, if the paraduma can make a person who's tame tohar, so kol shekein, it should preserve the tahara of the one who is tohar. The kohen over here is applying the ash of the paraduma upon the person who is tame. And when the kohen takes the ash mixed with water and sprinkles it upon a person who is tame, that person now becomes tohar. So if the koyach of the paraduma enables, transforms one who is tamei to becoming tohar, certainly it should be able to maintain the tahara of the kohen that is doing the sprinkling, who is tohar at this point in time right now. And this expression over here comes to state the difficulty, or the irony, or the difficulty in the reality that it's not so. The kohen that sprinkles the ash of the paraduma upon the person becomes tamei. So the word mechuzaka means it's most difficult halacha that is beyond comprehension is the fact that chok, the law of paraduma, it makes someone who is tohar into tamei. Chok tohar mitamei mechuzaka. And this is the law of the zer, shivasayim mizukoka. Now the zer, I assume, means a crown. This is the crowning law of this chok, which is pure, which is considered to be purified sevenfold. Okay, let's go to the next slide.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Maybe that it can purify seven levels of not the cow by itself purified seven times. The ashes can purify. We once were learning how many levels.
Oh, wow, fascinating. You're saying unbelievable thing. Right, there are seven levels of tumah. Fascinating. Tumah. Right, so the first is, let's review. The first is avi avos. Avi avos is the mace itself. Then comes an av tumah, someone who makes contact with the dead. He's an av. The av touches food, touches, it becomes, or a person or a utensil, it becomes a rishon. If the utensil or the person touches the food becomes a sheni. If the sheni touches truma, the truma becomes a shlishi. If the truma touches kachim can become a revi. And then if the revi touches anything that is being used to prepare the para aduma, it can become a chamishi. So in total, there are seven levels of tuma. Avi avos,
and the ashes purifies them all.
Very right, exactly. Well, correct, exactly. The ashes, because there are, it's the concept of seven, because in the paraduma there is it encompasses all seven levels of tumah. The paraduma itself is subject to becoming a chamishi. So avi avos, av rishon sheni shlishi, avi avos, av rishon sheni shlishi revihi. And chamishi paraduma, seven levels of tuma. So it's called, he's saying an incredible thing, that this is called the zer shivosayim mizukoka. The paraduma is called the crowning pure mitzvah that conquers seven levels of tuma. You're saying a very beautiful pshat. Okay, that's a very nice idea. That's why, because where else? Why does it say seven times? You're saying very good.
What's seven?
What Mayin Shmita Eitz Latzina? Where does the number seven come to Paraduma? Because you want to go sit and you take gold and you refine it. Who does it say you refine gold seven times? You're saying that the seven represents, because Paraduma, there are seven levels of Tumah, and Paraduma encompasses all seven. Only Paraduma, because only Paraduma can become a Chamishi. And then you're saying this Choik, this law, what is its mechuzoka? What is its chizek, its strength, which in this context means, according at least to the art scroll, what is its most difficult halacha that is beyond comprehension? The fact that someone who's tohar becomes tameh, and one that's tameh becomes tar. The tohar mi tameh. This concept of tumah v'tahara, of what it does, is its most difficult part. Okay, let's go to the next line. Now, by the way, you notice that over here, we're going according to the letters of the Aleph Beis. We're going here, according. So we start off, and the first line was the Atsulas Oymen, the Oymen. The Oymen is the Aleph. Then we had the Beis of Bin Vocheha, the depths. Gimel was Geluma. Dalet was Divura. And now we have the Hey, Hamesukala. And the Vav is Vidishuna. Zayin is Zer, Ches is Choik. And now we come to the letter Tes. Tevua b'loy rechayka. So what does that mean? It means, let's read the whole line, tevua b'loy rechayka, v'hi rechayka, yichusa atura udechuka. I have no idea what that means. Let's see what it says over here in the art scroll. Though this commandment is in the Torah, that is near to our understanding, this commandment itself is far from our logic. So tevua means it is printed. It is tevua, it is inserted. Like, yeah, like, you know, when tevua with a test, it means, whatever, I'm not sure the etymology of the word, but it is included. It is blended into the Torah. Beloy rechoika. Now this appears to be a beautiful expression. Loy rechoika hi mimenu. Torah in Parshas, what Parshas is it? Parshas Netzavim, or Parshas Vayelech. Moshe says that Torah is not in Shemayim. That you should say we need to go to Shemayim to get the Torah. Loy rechoika hi. Veloy me'ever layam hi. The Torah is not distant. It's not me'ever yam. Ki karoiv elecha ma'oin bilvavcha beficha la'soysay. It's near to you. So the term loy rechoika is an expression that is referring to the Torah. So it's tevua. It is included in the Torah HaKadosha, which is called in the b'loy rechoika. But yet, v'hi rechoika. When we look at this mitzvah, it's distant from our understanding. It's a lot of beautiful poetry. It's tevua in the b'loy rechoika. The mitzvah of Parah Aduma is printed. It appears. It is embedded. That's the word I was looking for. Embedded. The mitzvah is embedded in the Torah, which is called by the term the loy rechoika. But yet, who could understand what this mitzvah is all about? V'hi rechoika. It is distant from our understanding. Yichusa. Now what does this mean? Yichusa atura udechuka. This is really hard stuff here. Okay. Yichusa. It is distinguished. Like yichus. A person who is a bal yichus. A person who has a good choshva yichus. So that he's tied to the yichus is... You have a distinguishing identification. It's yichus, it's atura. He touches here the word atura, hidden. I don't know where he got that from. I know what this word is. With a test, atura, udechuka, an unknown. He's making up words here. The article here is, I don't know, I have no idea where they're getting these words. He's getting, dechuka means pushed away. And atura, he's telling you over here, and the other means hidden. I don't know where he got this translation from, but we'll leave it with that. The yichus, the unique identification of the mitzvah of Parah Aduma, is its
maybe
hiddenness.
Maybe it sounds like a Torah, you know?
No, better than that, with an ayin. Atara, a crown. Yichuso atura, then it would be with an ayin. There's an aleph here. Yichuso atura udechuka. It's yichus. When you say the word, you say the mitzvah, pardon, oh, right away, what do people say? Oh, Parah Aduma, oh. We don't know what it means. We don't know, we have no understanding of what this mitzvah is all about. We have to, even Shlomo HaMelech said he did not know what this mitzvah is all about. Okay, the next line, Kismas Chamukah Bo Michukah. What does that mean? The stain, a kesem. The stain, Chamukah. Chamukah, what is the word Chamukah? It's another word of modesty, hiddenness. Bo michuka, the stain of the modest nation's sin is wiped away through it. Ah, so this already we have some handle on. Michuka means to erase. A kismas is a stain. Parah Aduma, we learned, is mechaper on the chet ha'egel. The stain of the chet ha'egel is chamuka. Kismas chamuka bo michuka. So what's with the stain? That means etched. The stain of the Jewish people who worship the Egel, that is buried deep in their neshamos. Through the midst of Parah Aduma, is mechukah, is cleansed. Letoharas chashuga, to bring purity. Chashuka means desire. Over here in the article, it says that the chashuka, the subject of chashuka, is Hashem. Hashem has a desire for the best of Klal Yisrael. Ne che koko zois chuka. This commandment has been inscribed in the Torah. So let's review that last line. This is a nice line. The kismas, the stain, chamuka, that's buried deep within our neshamas, the chet of the egel, ba, through it, through the mitzvah of paraduma, is mechuka, is erased. And by it being erased, we now achieve tahara, purity, the nation of Hashem, of the chashuka, the nation that is desired, is beloved by Hashem, they achieve tahara. This whole concept is written, spelled out in the Torah. Torah, it says, it will be a kapara for the Jewish people. It's written, it's etched in, this law has been etched in the Torah HaKadosh. Then it says, Mikoymo. Now we go to the next letter. Chof, Lamed, up to Mem. Mikoymo yigle. Okay, the hiding place of its ashes will be revealed one day. Ma'amakeho yidle. Its deep mysteries will be drawn upwards. One day we will understand the depths of this mitzvah. When? Le'es yigole ginunov ya'ale. When the time of revelation, when Hashem will reveal himself, ginunov, he will raise up the nation that he protects. The word ginunov means protection. And here it's referring to Klal Yisrael that is protected by Hashem. He will elevate them at the time when he reveals to us the reason for this mitzvah. Now, you see something over here, he's alluding to something very interesting. And that is, when the base, in order to make a paraduma, I don't know if it's a Mishnah or it's a Gemara. It's a very interesting thing. It's really Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says that when they made a paraduma, they would divide the ashes, I think, into three parts. I'm not sure I remember the Rashi correctly. It's in Chumash. They would take the ashes and they would divide. One, they would give out to the people. They would give it out. They would distribute it to different centers. You know, every city had a, you know, every part had a center. You go to the center of Para Aduma. You look up in the map, in the phone book, you look up, you type in Para Aduma Center. And you go to the center where there are Kohanim present, available to be matire people who need Para Aduma. Another chelik of the Para Aduma was given to the Kohanim. Because the Kohanim were always on duty to do Avodah. They have their own special center where they get the tahara of the paraduma. And the third chelek was put on Har HaZeisim, put away. The next time they need to make a paraduma, the Kohen that burns the para to prepare a new collection of ash, of paraduma, would first be mitahir himself from that ash. Okay, so it says in Rashi, they take, now why is that important? Because today, we no longer have paraduma. So the problem is when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and the Kohanim are going to want to go do the Avodah, how are they going to be metahir themselves? So they have to have paraduma-ish. In order, you can't go make a new paraduma unless first you are mitahir yourself from the ash of the old paraduma. So la'asalava, we're going to want to, there will be a new bayishlishi, and the kohanim are going to go want to do avodah. You just can't go make a new paraduma. They say, we found. You know, they always have in the news. Everybody having the news. Oh, guess what? They found on this farm in this place. They found the paraduma. Oh, it's a simin, Mashiach is coming. I've been hearing about this my whole life, and you know, it goes to show, don't get so carried away just because they tell you in the news, oh, they found the Paraduma, Mashiach is coming here. It only happened already 100 times. They found the Paraduma and nothing came of it. But it's not going to make a difference. Because just because if they find a Paraduma, perfectly red cow, so what? You can't shecht it and burn it and make a new collection of ash unless the Kohen that does the Shechita and does the Srefa is first purified from the ash of the previous Parah Aduma. This is Rashi in Chumash. So obviously it has to be that there is some ash that is left over from the previous Parah Aduma that's put away in hiding. And when Mashiach will come, it will be revealed the location of the ash of the last that's been put away for 2,000 years from the previous Parah Aduma, so that the Kohen can first be Metayer himself from the ash of the previous Parah Aduma, so he can proceed in making a new Parah Aduma for to supply ash for the whole Klal Yisrael. So over here it says Mikoyma, the location of where that ash is stored from the last Parah Aduma, Yigle. The day will come when that ash will be revealed. And when that will be revealed, Ma'amakecha Yidle, they will draw forth with the revelation of that ash the reasons, the Ta'amei HaMitzvah, which no one ever knew until now. And when will that happen? That will happen when Hashem will reveal Himself to us, the Geula, Le'es Yigole, and at that time as well, the Ginunav, the nation of Klal Yisrael, which is the object which Hashem protects, He will elevate them to a new Madrega of Kedusha. Okay, so in summary, okay, if not for you, I never ever would have looked at this, even tried, and you really, really, I owe you a big debt of gratitude over here. You taught me over here a lot of interesting things over here. But in summary, what do we learn over here today? We learn over here, we got at least all the way, at least until the letter Lamed. More than halfway to the Alpes in the first part of the Yoitzer, the Atsulas Oimen Bitserif Zekuka, the first line is very, very difficult. The tool of the craftsman, which is the Torah HaKadosha, that is perfect. In it is hidden, deep down is hidden, a very mysterious mitzvah. And the mitzvah is a secret. No one understands the logic. It's Galuma, Aluma, Unikuka. But yet, the Devura al Oifen Chakuka, its words are etched in the Torah HaKadosha. HaMesukola veHameuzaka v'dishuna dishun l'mishmar chuka. Okay, all these words which mean removal. Mesuloka means to take away a stone. HaMeuzaka is to remove an obstacle. The word dishuna is to remove ash. This will take away obstacles, it will take away ash, it will take away stones. And l'mishmar chuka, it is an eternal, it is guarded, it's a law that is guarded. I don't know what that means. Then we said zer shevasai mezukoko, it is a crown of seven. As Rabbi Lazer said, a beautiful idea, because Para Aduma is the seventh level of Tumah. Achoik tohar, there's a choik tar mitameh mechuzakah. Its difficulty lies in the concept of Tumah v'tahar, that it makes someone tar and tar. Tavua b'loy ruchayka, it is embedded in the Torah HaKadosh that is called the loy ruchayka, but yet v'hi ruchayka. Yet we don't understand what it means. We have no understanding. Yichusa, its uniqueness, is atura u'dechuka. What does it accomplish? Kismas chamuka v'mechuka. It cleanses the sin of the egel that is embedded in our neshama. Letaras chashuka, it brings purity to the desire of Hashem, which is the Jewish people. Neche koko zoyschuka, it is etched in the Torah. Mekoma yigole, the place where the ash is stored will be revealed. Ma'amokecha yidle, its secrets will be pulled forward. Le'es yigole, ginunav yale. Baruch atah Hashem, Mogen Avraham. Okay, Blaise, thank you so much. Mayor, thank you. Mr. and Mrs. Glatter, thank you for coming. And Achron Achron Chaviv Rav Mordechai Mizrahi, he never misses a shir. He comes to every one of my shir. He comes to the morning shir, he comes to the afternoon shir, and he even comes to the Daf Yomi every night. He gets the prize. Everyone gets the pass. Okay, thank you very, very much. Have a good night, everyone. Sei gesund. Have a good night, Mr. Miskladi. It was so
Rabbi
good to...
Rabbi Levine, you get the prize of giving the
show. All right, well, don't worry about that. Don't worry. Okay, sei gesund. Good night, everyone. Good night, good night. Sei gesund. Sei gesund.
Good night.
Mayor, you mashallah chmonis. Oh, you left already? All right.
Mishloach Moniz.